Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Welcome to a Lucy Goosey bonus episode.
Yes, I'm Bethany. That's Kathleen. Kathleen, how are you on this Friday?
Bethany, I'm great, and I'm here to cheer you up.
So we started recording at 10. It is now noon.
Yes, okay. Well, Skype has been a real D-bag this morning with its lag.
Yeah.
You know, Skype knows that it's Friday, and Skype is like, I'm only going to do half of my work today, and then I'm going to take a really long coffee break.
It's like, we can't record if there's so much of a lag, because, you know, if you're like on the phone, and there's a huge lag, and then you try to talk, and the other person tries to talk, and then you're cutting each other off. I'm convinced Mercury is in like a bad situation of retrograde right now. Let me look it up.
Hello, everyone. Dennis here, editing the episode. We found out that the problem was that Bethany's VPN was on, which was causing a major internet issue. So it wasn't Mercury in retrograde. It was just a simple mistake made by a simple person.
It did. It went into retrograde. I got a text message from my friend Pam, and she's like, everybody, we're all fucked. So
is Mercury in retrograde.com says that no, it is not in retrograde. It goes into retrograde on the 26th. So it's close. Oh, it's thinking about it.
A couple of days. But I'll tell you what, Bethany, when I was looking for headphones so we could like maybe FaceTime over the phone or stuff, I found a wide array of things that I would like to share with you. I found a cat massager that my cats actually hate. So I use it for my TMJ. How cool is that?
Oh, it's one of those things that it looks like a stethoscope, like the earbuds from a stethoscope. And it has little rolly things on either side.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if the microphone is picking this up right now, but my jaw's feeling pretty good. And I found that I must have purchased like 10 of these during the early days of the pandemic. Little spray bottle of Lysol to go.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. So that's probably like a year and a half old, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Does Lysol expire?
I think it does, but I think it's a long expiration process. So where did you find all of that disparate stuff?
Packed in boxes because I'm still not unpacked yet.
Okay. All right. So anything else exciting that you found? It's like Christmas, but, nothing's wrapped.
Speaking of Christmas, I've already started listening to Christmas music. How do you feel about that?
I'm all about it. You know I am pro Christmas music.
Hell yeah. Are you totally pumped for your big job in Central Park this weekend?
I am. So tomorrow, well, as you listen to this, it's over. But as we record, tomorrow is Global Citizen Festival. And yeah, I'm doing the Voice of God. It's going to be really fun. It's a long day, but I'm hoping that it helps me get my health insurance back because I think it's a SAG-AFTRA job. So hopefully that's enough hours to get my insurance, because I just got a notification in the mail yesterday saying that I'm going to be running out of COBRA insurance soon.
Oh, no. What do you mean? How COBRA is for anybody. How are they kicking you off?
I think you only get COBRA for a certain amount of time, and then you have to figure it out from there. You get COBRA like if you get let go from your job and you don't have health insurance because of that.
Yeah.
And because my health insurance is through the union.
Yeah.
Because of COVID, I didn't have enough union hours or union made money to qualify for their health insurance. And it was like a huge to do. Like so many people got kicked off of SAG-AFTRA's health insurance. And so it was like a huge problem. So I hope that, so this is exciting. So this will at least like give me a little bit of 2021 dollars towards my health insurance coming back.
A friend was just telling me last weekend that she went 2 years without health insurance because there were more important things on her list that she had to pay for.
Yeah.
Like a mortgage and car insurance so she could get like to and from gigs. And it's just so crazy how that works in this country. And I fully recognize that I only have insurance because I'm married. And that's like really fucked up.
It's a reason to get married.
It is.
And I know that's not why you got married, but like the longer I live in this world and see like how unfair certain policies are.
Yeah.
Get married for the insurance. Like if you're already with someone and you dig each other, get married for the health insurance. If it will be there for you on the end of that aisle, do it. It's insane. Like dating someone who doesn't have health insurance, it's a really huge source of stress. Yeah, yeah.
Makes me really mad.
So anyway, fingers crossed.
We had a taste bud who's a nurse, and she left us a voicemail because I said a couple episodes ago, I'm like, if you're in the ER and they want to give you Motrin, like, don't take their Motrin. Go send someone to the pharmacy to get Motrin and bring it back. And
yeah, because
the
ER nurse. They charge so much money.
Yeah, they charge like $600 a pill. And the ER nurse is like, no, don't do that because we need to know what kind of medications you're on.
Well, we'll show it to you then. I'll go down to the pharmacy, show you the bottle, and then take it.
Okay.
Because, like, you see those things, and sometimes they've charged someone for a circumcision.
You know?
And, like, the person's like, no, I got a catheter put into my heart. Nothing got circumcised.
You know how, you know, you're an adult, you are doing a podcast on a Friday morning talking to your friend about health insurance.
Yeah. So, Kathleen, wait, when you were going through the stuff in the box, you said you found a VHS tape.
Remember a handful of years ago, you were walking on the street and found a VHS tape in the garbage and you took it home and then you gave it to me and you told me to watch it on my VCR.
Yes. Have you watched it?
I haven't, no, but I'm going to my mom's house later today, so I'll bring it with me then, now that I found it.
Will you please live stream it?
Yeah.
Are you a little bit concerned that it's going to curse your mother's television?
You know, that's a good question. Her television honestly is already cursed, Bethany, because every other day she calls me up and asks me how to fix the volume. So.
Because this is one thing, like old TVs and VCRs, you couldn't really give them viruses. Mm-hmm. So you could just put a tape in and not worry that anything was going to be transmitted to the, you know, to the housing unit the way that if you put in the wrong kind of, like, I don't know, if you download the wrong file or whatever.
Yeah.
But the only worry is that it might ruin the tape. You know, like you put the tape in and the tape might get stuck and like tied up in knots and get stuck in there. But again, it's only going to ruin the tape. It's not actually going to ruin the VCR.
Well, I'll make sure that I blow on the tape with my mouth, you know, before I put it in. And my mom recently sat in the basement for an hour and a half watching Home Alone on VHS. Like, she sat on the floor and watched it on the TV down there. So I know that the VCR is working.
What? Like, just sit, like crisscross applesauce just sitting on the floor?
Yeah, crisscross applesauce.
Do you have chairs down there?
No. Bethany, don't ask me. She's a strange woman.
Your mother is such a strange, sweet woman. I love your mother.
Okay, so I have a question to ask you.
Sure, what's up?
Do you have any... So gross. Do you have any random blackheads on your body that show up that are not on your face?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Where? Tell me.
I have one that always reappears. I can touch it immediately on my neck.
Yeah.
On like the right-hand side of my neck, right where my neck meets my chest.
Really?
There's just like this one pore that has an open arms policy, just like my immune system. And it's just like everything should come in. And I'll always feel it.
Yeah.
And it's right there. And then I'll like, you know, I'll get rid of everything in it, and it's very satisfying. And then I had a dermatologist once say, oh, I'll take care of that. And she like got rid of it for good, quote unquote, by like really getting in there.
Yeah.
And it came right back like a week later. There's nothing's going to stop it.
I had one right in the middle of my chin that was like not just like a plug sebum pore. It was like a real blackhead that kept...
Like a good one.
Yeah, a good one that kept showing up and finally went away after a couple of years. I don't know what I did to it.
I'm sorry.
I'm asking because instead of weighing myself, I have decided that I have this blackhead that shows up like on the side of my hip.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And years ago, I thought it was a huge bruise until I got a closer look and I'm like, that's a giant blackhead. That is disgusting.
Oh, that's so fun.
Oh, it was so satisfying. And I've never had such a good satisfying pop since then because like there isn't enough time for oil to build up that I didn't notice it.
Yeah.
But now that I'm like, now that I'm plus size, I notice that it's much harder to reach.
Oh.
It's much harder to reach and pop the blackhead on the side of my hip. So I'm now going to measure my physical fitness by how easy this blackhead on my hip is accessible.
You know what? There are so many ways to notice your changing body that don't involve weighing yourself. How your clothes fit or how your blackhead migrates. Like that's wonderful. That's a really good way to do it. It's like Pangea.
I had to sit pantsless on the couch and like prop up myself with like a bunch of pillows to like really get at it this time.
It sucks when it's your body and yet you can't reach parts of it. It's like, this is my body. I should be able to reach all of it if I want to. I was trying to pumice the living hell out of my feet the other night, but I was like, I wanted to see what I was doing because I really wanted to do a little bit of surgery via pumice stone.
Yeah.
But it was the outside of my feet. And so, you know, unless you can twist your knee sideways, it's really hard to see it. And I just was getting very upset because I'm like, you're my feet. I should be able to see as much of you as I want to.
This is what you do. You have to go sit on the couch. you have to have your vacuum nearby.
Okay.
And then you have to do pumice surgery, you know, so you like sit with your legs sort of bent backwards and then you can get a better look at your feet as opposed to like if you do it in the bathroom when you're sitting on the toilet.
Because I've been doing it sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
Which is like, that doesn't allow for any levels.
Yes. Do it on the couch. Use a little pillow to like prop your foot up if you bend your knee backwards. And that's how you do it. But then you have to vacuum up the evidence right away. So nobody knows.
No, I know. Especially living with a germaphobe. He doesn't want to walk into like skin.
Oh my God. If Dennis ever lived with Neil, sometimes I randomly find his fucking toenails like on the desk or the table.
What is Neil's problem?
Listen, Bethany, it's just, I don't know.
Neil presents as very pulled together.
Nah, bro. He leaves his tissues everywhere. Oh my God.
That's insane. That's the, like, you and Neil have that in common. You both present as like a classic 1950s, like fun loving, like jazzy couple who throw cocktail parties and have everything together. And then, like, cut to Kathleen with her, you know, knee bent backwards on the couch, like pulling something off her foot and trying to pop something on her hip. And Neil just cutting his toes on his desk.
We're meant for each other. True love.
Hey there, Bethany here. If you're like me and you have acne or you've had acne in the past and maybe you have some textured skin or some scarring, trying to navigate the hundreds of skincare products and routines there are out there is insane. There are hundreds of options. There's so many marketing claims. You can spend hundreds of dollars on a bottle or a jar of one thing, which also costs $12 or $2 from another company, and you have no idea whether you're getting the miracle product they tell you you're getting or not. So if you have acne, the best way to treat it is with fewer products that are clinically proven and that are customized to your skin. That's why Kathleen and I are so thrilled to be partnering with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. And when you sign up, you're going to be connected with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. You just take a quiz. You know how much we love online quizzes. Fill out your medical history, take some selfies and send them on over. And Apostrophe is going to help you treat your acne and also take care of some other skincare goals you might have, like getting rid of redness, reducing wrinkles, even dark spots. I've already gotten my Apostrophe products in the mail. I love them knowing that there is an actual real dermatologist who is a real person who has a real dermatology practice that exists in a building somewhere, not just a medical professional, quote unquote. Plus, they come with stickers. Okay, so they come with stickers. You know I love stickers. So we have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/taste when you use our code TASTE. And this code is only available to our listeners. So again, to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/taste and click begin visit. Then use our code TASTE at sign up. You'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/taste and use the code TASTE to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. By the way, I did something, speaking of Dennis, sometimes when he comes over, I'll have the photos on my desktop as the screensaver changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first time I did it, it was just the scariest photos I could find on the internet that I like had, you know, put in like the frames and then the frames just all kind of float by.
Uh-huh.
This time I just took a bunch of pictures of him and I zoomed in super close up. So it's just super close up pictures of him that will come by on the screensaver, except one is AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys. And I want to see if he can tell the difference because they look identical to each other. hair, including like how they've aged. Like they have aged to become the same person. And I'm going to see if you...
They are the same person.
Yeah. Google a picture of AJ McLean now and then Google a picture of Dennis Callow and they are the same person. So I'm going to see if he notices and can pick out which one isn't him.
That's NSYNC, right, AJ?
That's the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, Backstreet Boys. That's right.
Yeah.
He's not the Backstreet Boy. That's the crazy right winger, is he?
No. Which one is that?
Oh, hang on. Well, when you Google that, the lyrics for Everybody pops up, but one of them is like a, Kevin. Yeah, Kevin's a crazy conspiracy theorist.
Okay, but being a conspiracy theorist used to be fun. Does it just mean he believes in Q now?
Yeah, he's like QAnon. He's like, doesn't believe in women's rights. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
No.
I know. Doesn't that break your heart?
Kevin.
Oh, no. It's the same reaction that I give to when you find out someone you went to high school with was arrested for child porn. You're like, oh, no.
It's like I was having this conversation just yesterday. I found out that a celebritas that I used to be a really big fan of allegedly like assaulted a girl when she was young. And I'm like, at this point, we just have to expect it from a certain generation of celebrities that we grew up loving. We just have to, it's like, it was so pervasive. And it's like, it's the same thing where now that celebrities we love, we just wish that they wouldn't be on social media so we wouldn't know truly how awful they are. It's why it's such a delight when people like Devin Sawa turn out to be awesome.
He's amazing. He's best follow ever.
Amazing. He's amazing.
Oh man. What else is new on this this beautiful Friday? I need to open my shades.
Oh, it's gorgeous out. So yesterday I was dealing with someone actively stealing my identity in real time as I was on the phone with my credit card company.
Get out of here.
It was wild. So I got a notification saying that I had spent money at some really questionable website.
What was the website?
It was something I'd never heard of before. It had the word like dream in it. And I was like, that's definitely not me.
Yeah.
And I'll own up to buying something on like a real questionable website, but this one for sure wasn't me. So I called my credit card company and they're like shutting it down. They're like on it like this. And then so they're like, we're going to send you a new card. Everything's going to be great. We love you. And I was like, I love you. And I hung up the phone. And then not 5 minutes later, I get another email saying someone just tried to change your PIN. And I was like, what is happening? What fresh hell is this? So then I call back. Of course, I get a different person who doesn't know my history, doesn't know my trauma. And she was like, okay, well, did you try to change your PIN just now? I was like, no, absolutely I didn't. And she's like, well, you were just on the phone with us. I was like, I know, but we didn't even talk about a PIN. We were only talking about a card.
Yeah.
And so we had to go ahead and change my PIN and all of that. And she's like, here's the deal. Your card that got stolen is still going to work at stores if you use the chip, but it won't work as a swipe. But if you need to use it to buy groceries or whatever, you can still use it. It's going to automatically like work, but you just, if it's a chip or like a tap.
I'm sitting here with a very confused look on my face.
Yeah.
Because who uses the swipe anymore? The chip is everything.
The chip is everything. I was like, this is so convenient. This is wonderful. I don't have to wait for a new card because I had to get groceries.
Yeah.
So I forgot all of this happened.
Yeah.
And then this morning, I went to go get groceries on my morning walk. And because it's my morning old lady walk, I only brought my fanny pack with my one credit card, the one I always have with me, which is the one that got stolen.
Yeah.
Never occurred to me to bring something else. I get armloads and armloads of groceries. I go through the checkout.
Oh.
The card is declined. Even though I use the chip,
no.
The card is declined. We tried it 3 times. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I tried to get cash with the card to pay in cash. Of course, it didn't work.
Yeah.
The woman at the register was so mad at me. And I was like,
oh, lady.
I am having my identity stolen right now as we speak. Like this isn't, I'm so sorry to do this, but like, this is not my fault. So I had to run home.
Yeah.
I ran home while my groceries are like defrosting at the grocery store.
Ugh.
My landlady stops me to have a super long conversation that I can't get out of.
No.
I run upstairs. I finally get all of my stuff. I get back down, get stopped again for a long conversation. I'm like, I gotta go. I run back with my other credit card to check out, and that card was declined too. Someone else is trying to steal a different credit card.
Bethany!
As, like, Kathleen, I started crying at the grocery store. So then luckily,
I would have started crying too.
Crying. And the dude next in line was so annoyed that it was taking so long, and I'm crying. So then finally, luckily, I brought my cash card and I just paid with my debit card. But like,
yeah.
So someone is stealing from two different credit cards, two different credit card companies, completely different accounts at the same time. I'm like, what website did I accidentally click on that made this happen? How is this my fault?
You know you're buying like weird skull t-shirts and all sorts of crap from random.
But those are from reputable sources.
No, they are not, Bethany. It just happens, you know? It's shit that happens. One of my passwords, I get notifications from my Google browser that my Chrome browser that one of my passwords is on the dark web.
Yeah.
You know?
What are you going to do? I mean, you change it and then what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do.
You just have to stay on top of it. You know, you got to look at your credit card statements when they come through.
Yeah.
And you have to look at the notification, like make everything digital so everything gets sent to your phone. And that's that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So... it was crazy. It was nuts. I was like fielding phone calls left and right yesterday from people trying to
it sucks
help me with my identity, and then like people trying to call and get donations, and then Amazon came and rang the doorbell, and by the end of the day I was just like, it's whiskey o'clock.
Speaking of customer service representatives that you talk to on the phone, I have learned that if you don't get the result from the phone call that you liked, just call back.
Yeah, because you're going to get someone completely different.
Someone completely different.
Yeah.
Who's in a different mood, in a different mind space. And then you can also change your tone.
Oh.
And then you might get what you want. I've done that a handful of times with different companies where I've called back at least 3 times. And finally, the last person is like, okay, I'll give you what you want.
Nice. Don't they have a log that you've just called?
You know what? You just say, oh, it got disconnected or something, you know?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Just lie your pants off.
Yeah, lie. Lie to win. Cheat to win. Lie to win. Get married to get in health insurance. This is what this podcast is about.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. And have friends in high places.
Yeah. How do we make those friends in high places?
Bethany, I have no idea.
Should I DM Devin Sawa and be like, can you be my friend in high places?
If we just go to one of the gas stations that he owns and then ask, you know, mention him by name,
yeah,
you know, and demand that he show up, it might work.
I think that's how that works for sure.
I made a grim discovery I want to talk to you about because you use VPNs,
yeah,
right? You never use your computer from your actual location?
Yeah, I just have started, but yeah, I'm always on a VPN on my phone and my computer.
So tell me, why do you do that?
Because a couple reasons. I started doing it so I could watch local baseball during the baseball season because there's blackouts.
Yeah.
But then it got too expensive to watch baseball. So now I do it just to protect my location and my identity and just all of that stuff. There's just so many creeps out there.
Yeah.
I think the more that I listen to the Let's Not Meet podcast and watch all those Mr. Nightmare videos, it's just like, oh, someone used my computer to find my window and then got in my window. And, you know... took all of my things,
yeah,
and my sense of safety. So
yeah,
it's just another, it feels like another layer of safety, I guess. Are you using one?
No, I'm not, but I'm going to start using it and I'll tell you why. I was looking at toilet paper holders. Brass polished toilet paper holders.
I thought you already got one and it was like a woman holding her hands out.
No, I was just telling you about that. I didn't get that one. That one on Etsy, the Victorian woman that looks like she's delivering you toilet paper.
Yeah.
No. So I was buying brass toilet paper holders on Amazon. And I was looking at them on my computer in Hoboken.
Okay.
And they were like $33 a thing.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, shoot, got to go to my mom's house. Didn't make the purchase. Closed my computer. Brought my laptop to my mom's house. Opened it when I got there. And the toilet paper holders were $6 less in the suburbs.
What?
It's a conspiracy.
That's insane.
And I've heard of some companies detecting, like airlines, I've heard that they will give you a certain price based on your location, also based on what kind of device you're accessing them from.
I don't trust, this is infuriating. I don't trust anyone.
Mm-hmm.
This is like insulting.
That's why I buy my airline tickets on my phone. And now I'm going to start using a VPN when I purchase things on Amazon to get the cheaper price. It's crazy.
That's insane. And then it's going to be, and even though like you're going to be having it shipped to Hoboken,
mm-hmm,
it doesn't matter. Like they won't see that you live in Hoboken and they're like, oh, never mind. She's going to be living in Hoboken.
Yeah. Years ago, there was this article about this kid who was using a VPN and he was totally scamming the airlines because he said he was located on like, I don't know, some very poor island in the Caribbean, and he was buying his airline tickets from there using that VPN, but he would buy them in between like New York and San Francisco.
Amazing.
And he was getting the tickets for like a quarter of the price.
It's so shitty, but it's like, what was it? My ENT admitted that they just charge more because that's what everyone else in this area is charging. Like, they charged me. This is why we had that whole conversation about medicine.
Yeah.
They said they did an endoscopy, which they never did. And then they said, no, we just like, we qualify anytime you open your mouth and the doctor looks in, that's an endoscopy. And it's like thousands of dollars. And I'm like, he literally had me open my mouth and used a light and looked at my uvula.
Yeah.
And they charged thousands to the insurance company. And like, when I called them out on it, she was like, oh, that we just charged that because that's what they let us charge.
I recently switched my dermatologist to one in the suburbs that I have to drive a little bit further to, but I felt that my service there and the prices were much better because I feel like here in Hoboken, I go in with a skin problem and they just brush me into a category of women in their 30s who are overly self-conscious. Does that make sense?
Oh my God, yeah.
And I never get seen by a doctor. I only ever get seen by a physician's assistant. And that physician's assistant misdiagnosed a skin problem on my face twice. And so I'm going to the dermatologist in the suburbs moving forward.
It's such a racket. Everything's such a racket. It's so expensive. I'm like, I'm 2 seconds away from moving back to the Midwest. I'm so done with it. It's so much BS.
Really?
I mean, I can't because there's no work for me there. But if I could work from anywhere, I would move home in a second.
What if you moved to Toronto? There's a lot of things filming in Toronto.
You have to be a Canadian citizen to get work as an actor there.
So become a Canadian citizen. What's stopping you?
I don't know. I'll look into the process. I would love to. I hear there's good healthcare. All right, we have to jump on a call. So,
yeah, we gotta go.
Beloved listener, I hope you're having a good Monday as this comes out, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday evening, Thursday morning.
See you later. Email us with your grievances, and we will commiserate with you.